In this bulletin, Victorian health officials continue investigations into the origins of a highly infectious coronavirus variant. Health experts worried about low vaccination rates amongst aged care workers and teachers. And in sport, Roger Federer pulls out of the French Open. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic. Victorian health officials are continuing investigations into how a highly infectious coronavirus variant entered the community. Four new local cases have been identified in the state, including a teacher, a worker at a Port Melbourne finance company, and a resident and nurse linked to Arcare's Maidstone aged care facility. Deputy Chief Officer Professor Alan Cheng says while infection numbers are low, authorities aren't expecting to end Melbourne's lockdown early.
It's a day-by-day proposition. That's our expectation, but we don't want to be in this any longer than we need to. So if we can, we will lift it early. But at this stage, our expectation is that it will continue to Thursday.
Health experts are worried about low vaccination rates amongst aged care workers and teachers. From June 15, it will be mandatory for aged care providers to provide vaccination numbers to the federal government on a weekly basis. The Australian Medical Association says since aged care workers are not forced to disclose if they have been vaccinated at work, the government doesn't have exact numbers on how many workers are vaccinated. Professor Margie Danchin from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute says aged care workers as well as teachers must urgently be placed on priority vaccination lists to prevent further outbreaks in the community.
The Delta strain now with increased transmissibility and potentially severity, I think we do need to provide the best protection we can to teachers and reassurance.
The federal government has also announced it will provide Victoria with an additional 100,000 Pfizer vaccine doses over coming weeks to meet the state's increasing demands. A man has been returned to hotel quarantine in Perth after returning a positive COVID-19 result. The maritime industry worker was confirmed as a positive case in late May, 2 days after arriving from Colombia via the United States. He was cleared to be released from quarantine on Friday, but subsequently tested positive to coronavirus yesterday. Chief Health Officer Dr. Andy Robertson says authorities believe he's shedding viral particles and isn't infectious. Meanwhile, the New South Wales opposition says it supports the state government's bid for a Commonwealth-funded quarantine facility. It comes after Victoria secured an agreement with the federal government to build a 500-bed centre to add capacity to current hotel quarantine systems. Opposition leader Chris Minns says it makes sense for New South Wales to expand its coronavirus quarantine facilities.
I support the Premier's position in relation to this. We will offer bipartisan support to get that facility up and running in this state.
And overseas, now British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will lobby his fellow G7 leaders to help vaccinate the world against COVID-19 by the end of 2022. Mr. Johnson is expected to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets world leaders on Friday in the first in-person G7 summit since the pandemic hit. David Nabarro, WHO Special Envoy on COVID-19, says he welcomes the initiative.
And that will change things because we'll start saying to each other, how do we use this wonderful gift of the vaccines that are available as well as possible to help the world get ahead of this pandemic rather than focusing on the interests of individual nations?
And Pope Francis says he's pained by the discovery of the remains of 215 Indigenous students at a former Catholic school in Canada. It comes after Canada's Indigenous Services Minister and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau urged the Pope to take responsibility for the Catholic Church's role in running many of the schools. More than 150 First Nations children were removed from their families and placed in state-funded Christian schools from the 19th century until the 1970s as part of an assimilation program. Pope Francis urged everyone to observe a minute's silence in prayer for those Indigenous children who died. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have met in Tel Aviv, hoping to head off any last-minute attempts to derail their newly announced coalition government. Opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett declared they had reached a deal to form a new government and muster a majority in the 120-member parliament last Wednesday. The coalition consists of 8 parties from across the political spectrum with little in common except the shared goal of toppling Mr. Netanyahu after his record-setting 12 years in power. The historic deal also includes a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, which would make it the first Arab party ever to be part of a governing coalition. And in royal news, Prince Harry and Meghan have welcomed their second child, a girl named Lilibet, Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor. Her first name, Lilibet, is the nickname of the child's great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, while her middle name honours her grandmother and Harry's mother. The baby is eighth in line to the British throne. And to sport now, Roger Federer has pulled out of the French Open a day after winning a tough third-round match, opting to save himself for the grass court season. The Swiss star, who turns 40 in August, is targeting a record 21st Grand Slam title at Wimbledon later this year. Meanwhile, another former world number one is also out of the Open. Serena Williams was defeated by Elena Rybakina. The 39-year-old is after a 24th Grand Slam singles title and, despite the loss, says she's in a better position than when she first arrived in Paris. And a look at today's weather in Perth, partly cloudy, 19 degrees, tops of 20 degrees in Adelaide, showers. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18, 17 in Hobart, similar. In Canberra today, morning frost, partly cloudy, 14 degrees. 21 degrees in Sydney, mostly sunny. Sunny in Brisbane today, 23, tops of 27 in Cairns with a shower or two. Humid and sunny in Darwin today, 31 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.